We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Greg Bensel, longtime friend of the show, of course, but also Senior Vice President of Communications and Broadcasting for the Saints and Pelicans. Greg, how are you?
I'm great. Christian, how are you?
Good, man. Looking forward to Monday, because I think we always had, you know, in the past, we always had sports to turn to as a bit of a respite. And ESPN, along with WWL, we're going to rebroadcast that significant moment in New Orleans history in 2006 when the Saints played the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football, a signal that the rebirth in New Orleans has happened. And I know you guys have some things going on as well, like Black and Gold Monday for the fans. I almost treat this like game day, but still stay within the demands and the guidelines that have been laid out by our local and government leaders to stay, you know, away from people and socially distance, but still an opportunity to get it, take a little bit of a break from it all.
Yep. No, you're exactly right, Christian. And thanks for having me on and to talk about it a little bit. It's, you know, this is basically the, it's like what we're doing on the Pelican side. We're doing these rebroadcasts of prior games, and ESPN is doing their top 10 Monday Night Football games. And this is basically a product of this COVID-19 situation we're in, sadly. So we're trying to make the best of it. It's a great game that they've chosen. We win the game, from what I recall. And it was a great day. It was a great few days leading up to that. And really captivated the nation to tell them that New Orleans was back. And you're right, just like you said, we're trying to make the best of that day next Monday, April 6th. And how do we give a little salve on this wound a little bit and give some people to lift their spirits and, you know, give them a little joy in the day and something to look forward to that night and, you know, just something a little different. And so we try to take full advantage, make the whole day a Black and Gold day. I'll tell you, Christian, we sent out that notice. And we've got hospital ERs at EJ. We've got the Ochsner staff. You know, we've got St. Tammany Parish School System, Jefferson Parish School System, high schools, Jesuit, Newman. You go down the list, Country Day, that have all joined in to let their kids, while they're doing Zoom class, to dress black and gold. And all, what we're encouraging people to do is to send those photos, and we'll tag them along that night during the game on all of our social and digital platforms. We're doing some unique things all day, especially on your station, with former players, legends, and having them come on the air, talk about their day, talk about what they're experiencing that in that game that night. They will too be on Twitter and commenting about the game. This should be a fun day. Relive it. You guys are going to basically treat it like it's a live day, and that's going to be fun to listen to the pregame and the postgame and the live. Well, the pseudo live broadcast of the game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that show Monday with Bobby 4-7 and then getting a chance to hear the legendary, iconic voice of Jim Henderson call a game again and, of course, partnering with the late Hokie Gaijon. So that'll be certainly very, very neat in a moment that
no question.
You know, I think we all need. And we just, you know, again, we can stay informed but and do all that stuff, but you can also take a little bit of a break from it as well. I think you guys are doing a great job in promoting this stuff and in encouraging this stuff. And in particular, Black and Gold Monday, don all your Saints gear, practice social distancing, but you can still enjoy this day. And you know what's neat about this is that I have kids, Greg, that weren't alive during when this happened.
Correct.
So it's an opportunity to share a moment of history with them.
Right. And I don't know if Black and Gold Monday was started on this day, but – you know, it's definitely created a life of its own. You know, whether if we play on Thursday nights or Monday nights now, and kids and parents and professionals, everybody are dressed in black and gold. And so we're looking forward to that Monday. There's a lot of other things that they've done, you know, that our organization has done, which I'm really proud of, you know, with, you know, engaging kids to come on and get like the coloring book for the day. It's pretty cool. And, you know, we're going to be doing some unique stuff with the Gail Benson Community Assistance Fund, you know, where you can donate $9 for Drew Brees, whoever your favorite player there, pick their jersey number, donate that amount to the cause. And there's an easy, quick link to that. So there's a number of things that are going on that day that people can just check in and do and have some fun and hopefully get a little, lift their spirits a little bit.
Yeah. And we're going to have Scott Fujita on Monday on our show with me and Bobby. Also Curtis DeLoach, the guy who recovered the Steve Gleason block punt for a touchdown. And his name will forever go down in Saints history, even though it was a small appearance in a Saints uniform. And you know what's crazy?
Yep.
I was talking to Bobby about this, Greg, is that if Scott Fujita picks up that fumble on third down from Mike Vick, we don't see the Gleason block punt.
You know what? And I don't know if y'all stole this from me, but I text this to Fujita probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I said, you know what? History could have been rewritten if you don't pick up that fumble. Or history's not made if you don't pick up that fumble, you know? And he said, no, you're exactly right. I wasn't the first person to tell him that. But
right. But
certainly that there's no question. I mean, you think about all the different things that happened. I just saw a picture that was posted of Sean giving the game ball. There was Avery Johnson, who had spoke to the team the night before. He was in that picture. And then if you look closely in that picture in the far corner, there's this little head sticking around the chalkboard, and it's Steve Gleason, you know, who was fairly new to, you know, and he's like, man, what did I just do? And I don't think he really understood what he'd just done.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, Greg, is that was the first game that Drew Brees played in front of New Orleans. And and then he would go on that night would also be a special night, but he's led so many special nights in that building. But that was the first glimpse we had of him up close and personal.
Yep, and, you know, it's funny, when they announced that they were going to do this game, people have gone online and said, you know, was the Hartley kick in the Minnesota game, was that louder than the Rams playoff game or the Falcons game, right? I mean, they've had some incredibly loud moments, and that was certainly one, you know.
Yeah, I was in the building for that one. I wasn't on the sidelines yet. I was just a spectator. But, man, I remember vividly the roar in that one. It's hard to compare them because it's almost comparing 1A and 1B. Greg, if we can shift gears just a little bit, talk about the Super Bowl 2024. I'll let you explain it, but basically the 17-game regular season that's been agreed upon by the owners and the players might push the Super Bowl into Mardi Gras weekend, and that could cause you guys to have potentially change. But it's something you guys had planned for.
Yeah, we put out a little notice in the press today. We didn't really put it out. I was basically responding to media calls. We worked closely with Sam Joffrey and Jay Cicero at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and Brian McCarthy at the NFL. But you harken back to when we got this Super Bowl in 2018. There was going to be a new CBA was coming, and they knew the potential of a 17 game or adding that additional week would be a potential. And so everything was, you know, eyes wide open on that. And we clearly knew that if this new CBA produced that and they were pushing it back, this game would potentially be in jeopardy because it would go right into the middle of Mardi Gras. And so right now it's leaning towards a no-go and finding a new year. But basically we were prepared for this. So that's why today we had gotten a few calls from some media folks. And so we were talking to the league office last night and talking to Jay and Sam over at the Sports Foundation. And we just decided to get it out there and explain it. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, the Superdome is going through a $450 million construction right now with this COVID thing. I'm not saying construction slowed down because it's not, but it could. This could be a silver lining for us. So we're going to host the Super Bowl no matter what. It just might not be 2024. That's all.
Greg, for Monday, I think I'm going to break out my special sneakers, man. What do you think?
Oh, was this back in the day when you used to wear the yellow sneakers with the yellow shorts and the white shirt and the yellow hat? I don't mean to criticize. I'm not judging.
Yes, that was during those times. I was on a big kick with that. There was a Reebok. I forget the name of the Reebok.
I didn't know how you could afford a new look every day, a new color, but you did it.
Yeah, I look back and I'm like, yeah, you were an idiot for dressing like that. But nonetheless, I might dust them off on Monday.
Do it. You got to do it.
Greg, I know you guys are incredibly busy over there. You know, there's not a sport, there's not sports going on, but I mean, you still got things that are being prepared for the draft. Just got through with the first wave of free agency. NBA still functioning. They're not playing games, horse racing, et cetera. But what have you done? Because you're a big sports guy, what have you done to kind of fill your sports fix? Have you rewatched anything?
No, I'll be honest with you. You said it. I mean, we have been incredibly busy. I was talking to Dennis today about it. It's like, isn't it amazing that, you know, while even this time of year would be not slow, but, you know, we're leading up to the draft and what have you, but we're incredibly busy on everything else. You know, once, you know, we're so busy right now at work with everybody working remotely. So it took us about a week before we could learn how to really communicate effectively. And now our whole organization is completely up on plane and working efficiently. And so that we're getting a lot done. You know, if the NBA calls for, hey, we're going to go back and start playing fanless or fan or with fans, we're prepared. You know, we're prepared for any kind of remote NFL draft. So those are the kinds of nuances that we're working on. And I'll be honest with you, Corey, I mean, Christian, that's what I've been working on. I mean, that's basically, we've been working on all that stuff. And for the most part, you know, spending a lot of time with family and eating a lot of dinners with family and playing games with family. And
that's a plus.
It's been great family time.
Yeah, that's a plus. Uno is a big one to play. If you got a games, Uno, get them on Uno where it comes in this contraption where it actually spits the cards out at you. You don't have to deal them. So I've been doing a little bit of that.
They got me. My son and daughter had me playing this game called Rummy Cube or something. But we're having fun.
If you get a moment, and I resisted this, but I finally fell into it, Tiger King on Netflix. Dude.
I've heard about it.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. I got enough bizarre things going on in my life.
That's true. But I mean, I know you're a busy dude, and I know you guys are certainly weathering a lot, as are many people. Greg Bensel, Senior Vice President of Communications and Broadcasting for the Saints and Pelicans. Greg, thanks for the time once again, man. Stay safe.
Absolutely, Christian, and I look forward to seeing those shoes on Monday.
All right, I'll tweet them out.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.